ויצא יעקב מבאר שבע וילך חרון. זה פיימס בסלייבי. סלייבי says, what is ויצא יעקב מבאר שבע וילך חרון? So the second we see, חזר דרשן, what is ויצא? וילך יעקב חרון. So בסלייבי says, every time when a person goes somewhere in the world, could be two reasons. Person number one decides he's going to vacation to Switzerland. So why he's going? He wants to ski. So he leaves his house. He's going to ski. Some people are running away from the war now, you know, all over the Arab countries. Everyone is running away. So they're running away. Why are they running away? They don't want to be here. It's a war. Where are they going? Where do they accept them? So sometimes a person runs away from a place because he doesn't want to be here. Here is not good for him. And sometimes he goes away because he wants to be in that place. Yaakov Avinu left his house because Esav wanted to kill him. It was to escape from Esav was one purpose of the running away. It was another reason he was running away, because his father told him to go to Choron to find the Shidduch. And if you realize, and the Bisalevi says, in the end of Parshas told us, Yitzchok calls Yaakov, and he tells him, you have to go, Vayikro Yitzchok el Yaakov, Kum lech padana Aaron. So the Pasuk says, Vayishma Yaakov elovim, Vayelech padana Aaron. His father told him, go there to find the shidduch. He went. But in our parsha, the pasuk is telling us that, you know, his mother heard that Esav wants to kill him. She told him, you have to run away from Esav. Smele zogte b'salevi, v'yeitze yakim yiber sheva was one aloche. V'yele chorono is the second aloche. There's one reason to leave, because you don't want to be in the place. And there's another reason to leave, to be in that place. So the stipler, when the stipler will say over this vote, he will say that when you go today to yeshiva, there's two reasons you have to go to yeshiva. One reason is not to be in the world, to separate from the world, to leave, to separate from the world. And there's another reason to grow in yeshiva. And every reason is a reason b'fnei atzma. Even a bachur that doesn't learn has to be a couple years in yeshiva. Not to make a cheshbon to say, you know what, if I'm anyway not learning, you know, I'll go to this place, they teach for 3 hours, I'll learn much more from this bachur that bombing around in yeshiva, I'll do college by night, but oh, chaval to go to Eretz Yisrael. So this time, no. You go to yeshiva not to be home, not to be in America, not to be, so the guys that go here and do the same thing, Baruch Hashem, we don't have them here, yeah, at least not now. But we come. But is the Indian to leave to be in a yeshiva, vayetze. And it's another Vayelech. Chazal say, Vayetze Yaakov, but Chazal darshan, she yetzias tzadik oiso roisha. Stop, by the way, the Chido, you know, the Chido will give a lot of Musa. He would say a Pshat, remember that Pshat is the Chido. So the Gemara says that it's a stire. In one place it says, Yilma Toiro v'achakach iso isho. And in one place it says, Yiso isho v'achakach Yilma Toiro. And Tesis learns, a person that doesn't have money, Yilma Toiro v'achakach Yiso Isha. After you get married, you have parnasa, so learn for a good couple years. Someone that has money, holididan, holididu, you could get married, fakir, get rid of the Yitzhahore, and then you could sit and learn. He says, Yaakov decided he will get married, and then he will learn. He had a lot of money, all the money of his father. And Eliphaz ran after him and stole the money. Now he doesn't have any more money. Now it's Yilma Toiro v'achakach Yiso. Took a left, went to learn for 14 years, and then he got married. He was, what he was thinking? Vayetze Yaakov, the plan was, Chidon Shabbos, Drosha, he would say. Vayetze Yaakov, he went to get married with an Isha like Rochel and Besfakat, then Menucha Venachla, he will sit and learn. But Eliphaz HaRosha took all the money, now he's a matzah, he's poor, he has to work, after he had to work and work, so there's no time to learn. So he went to Beishem to learn for 14 years. Chazal says, "Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva, sheyetzias tzadik oiso roisha." And all the Mefoshim, Shtel, everyone knows the first Rashi. She has a tzaddik oisa roisha. Pono ziva, pono adoro. Avraham, Yitzchok, everyone is leaving the whole time. All the parshas, people are traveling from place to place. Pump nava yeitze Yaakov yitzia tzaddik oisa roisha. What happened to the roishim and Avraham? Avraham went to Mitzrayim, came back. Yitzchok goes here, he goes back. No, yitzia tzaddik oisa roisha. There's a lot of vert lachos, but we'll go to the point. So some say that the Chiddush is even that Yitzchok stayed in Avraham. So Moshe Shtermuch brings down from Blazer Lopian that he said some tzaddikim, you know, are famous, we'll call it. Yeah? So for sure when they leave, everyone knows, yeah? The Rebbe leaves, you know, the Gan said, Shalom Aleichem, Tzitzchem L'Shalom, Boyachem L'Shalom. Yaakov was quiet, sitting in the corner, no one knew about him. But he's Lemaise, the one that is supporting development. When this tzaddik goes, it's his tzaddik isolation. The Pasuk is saying, you think, Sigonisht. No one knows about him, no one cares about him. Ponozova, ponozova. Vayivga bamokoim vayolen shom. כי בוא השמש, ויקח מאבנה המוקוים ויוסם מראשו איזו, וישכב במוקוים ההוא. חזר תלוס, that ויפגע במוקוים ההוא, לגמור אין חולין says, that was קפיצס הדרך. לגמור את דר שזה was קפיצס הדרך. לא של ויפגע במוקוים ההוא, לגמור את דר שזה פגיע. לגמור את דר שזה אין פגיע לתפילה. And the Gemara says that he came to Choron and Yoiv Daiti Lemehedar Kofzo Leyaderech. Chazal says, so why? I'll explain the problem. Vayetze Yaakov Miber Sheva. I come here just with Darshan that will understand Pshat. Rashi fixes it. Before Rashi. Vayetze Yaakov Miber Sheva Vayele Choron. It's mashma that he's almost reaching Choron. Yeah, then he bumps into Har HaMoriah. All of us know that his whole story is Kizeh Shar Olikim. And then he goes. Vayashkim Baboiker. Vayisa Esraglo. Vayelich Arzom Nekedah. So the order of the place doesn't fit. So Pshuta Shel Mikro Rashi explains Vayelich Chorono. He was heading Chorono. He never got here. Vayetze Yaakov. And he was heading to go to Choron. And then the whole story happens. But Pshuta Shel Mikro. So Chazal Darshan. Why that he Omar Avarti b'mokum shispalu avoyse velo yispalalti? Yav daite lemehedar. He had a das to go back. Kofzo lo yaderech. Frek de gemore akasha. If Hashem is doing kfitzas aderech, so why when he passed there, we didn't stop him? Not only that, he has a kfitzas aderech. He comes back. He makes his little davening and he's about to leave. Hashem puts down the sun that he will sleep. This is what Rashi brings down the Medrash. He passed it before, put down the sun, make him to sleep. No, he goes back, he makes a kvitzas aderech, he jumps, he stays there. And pshutei shel mikro, lefibos of the shittas, the kvitzas aderech was only on the way back. Some shittas saw that he had two kvitzas aderech. Like it's Rashi teis in chulin. He flew there, he had a das, flew back. Some hold no, on the way there he walked, and the way back he had a kvitzas aderech. I heard once from Befroim Kier. Befroim Kier was the one that written the Reb Chaim stanza that we have. He was the one that written it from memory. So he told me himself. So he told me that the Adam Olach Kier, what is Kfitzas Aderech? You hear and then you deer, or you fly through? Like in Sipur Baal Shem, it's more mashma that like the flu, you know, the horses. Okay, it could be it's a different Mahalach Kfitzas Aderech. It doesn't mean that it's the original Kfitzas Aderech. But what is Kfitzas Aderech? I'm here and then I'm there. Oh, you zoom quickly everything. So he wanted to say, or the place gets closer, or you hear and then you're there, or the pshat is, you go very quick. Like in the stories of Hashem, all about the horses, yeah, and they saw all the villages flying under them. I'm sure all of you were zecha to read some of them. Yeah, stay dort, not this is the kvitzas aderech of the Gemara. So he said it's totally in them. Chazal say that in the way there, Omar b'mokum shispalu avoyisa velo yispalalti. Yav daidi lemehera kvotzu leaderech. If it's a sederech, he's here, then he's there. He was never in Ha'amiriyah. He left his house before he knew he was already in Cholim. He never passed in Ha'amiriyah. We see in Chazal that he was in Ha'amiriyah. He was in every place a little bit time. Let me call Mekoyim. Watch it. Yaakov Avinu, Hashem wants him to daven in Har HaMeiriyah. Everything is promised to him when he's going to daven in Har HaMeiriyah. Bchira Ovois, Yaakov Avinu, Esav, Eliphaz, Lavan, the whole system is happening. He's passing in the place that everything has to happen. Iyu lo yoivdaite, he didn't think about davening, we didn't stop him. He only thought, why? Lemais, I have to daven there. Not I have to have dreams, yeah? I have to daven. Kfitza Sadarech, the sun goes down. Who knows how much is waiting for you? Shas, Bavli, Rushal, Migat, Lesteire, God, everything. But Iulo Yev Daite, he didn't decide that he's finishing Shas and Dafayomi. If he would just start, Hashem is planning this guy was to become this Choshev Balabos. He will know Shas, he will know Bavli, he will understand. People like to speak the Malini. It's there. He didn't think about it. He will just decide to come. Someone will knock on his door, he could be a Chavrusa. The Rav of the Shul will ask him, maybe I could prepare with you. 5 young people will ask him, maybe you could teach us. Everything is already there. Iyu lo yoivdaite lemeedar anona akvina. Yaakov just was far away, not to daven. He just needed to think, Lemaisai passed in Mokesh over Avoisai. It's the right thing to daven there. From that moment out, everything fell in place. The Shefa was waiting, they were just waiting for Yaakov to come to open them out. Sometimes Hashem says, Lel Shabbos, the Malochim are standing with bags of Siyata Dishmaya. He will come to learn, the light will add. Chidushim, Cheshen, Gishmak, everything. But he didn't think about walking up to the Bais Medrash. He's walking to his deer, or to his apartment in Machal to drink something, yeah? He's walking in Yeshiva, he's walking. Lo yoivdaite to walk up to the Bais Medrash. He will just decide, Lel Shabbos, I will try it. In the minute he will walk in, it will be fed, spoon-fed to him. Siyata Dishmaya, Cheshe, Gishmak, everything. But Iyul HaYavdaite, to walk up to the Bais Medrash. Why would we think about it? It sounds strange, but Yaakov Avinu, as a Nevuah, Sulo, Maloche Eloikim, Oilim V'Yoyirdim, that's Tam Siyata Dishmaya. Everything of Klal Yisrael is there. He's already by Lavan's house. In 1 minute, he would meet Rachel. Obviously, it would be good, but just without the whole dream, without the whole Yaakov Avinu that we have. And that, Mother explained, he walked through the Bais Medrash. He had to take something from the upstairs, and he walked through the Bais Medrash. He just didn't think to sit and learn there. He walked in Har HaMeiriyah. I'm not talking about the guy that is walking to Mach. I'm speaking of the guy, he really walked up as Yishai. He's ready in Bais Medrash. He just came to take his coat. Then he forgot. Parsha sheet that he wants to say something over. But he didn't realize when he walked into the Bais Medrash just to open the Gemara. We don't give him the Cheshek. He's Mamshik. Vayivgav amokim vayolen shom kibur ha-shemesh. Vayikach me'avne amokim vayosim ha-rasho yisov vayishkav amokim ha-ru. What is Vayikach me'avne amokim vayosim ha-rasho yisov? Then it says in the Pasuk, ויקח את האבן, וישכם יעקב בבויקר, ויקח את האבן. חזר עשה קשה. צז ויקח מאבני המוקרים, ויוסם הראשי סוף. There's a lot of stones, a lot of rocks. When he wakes up in the morning, it's one rock. חזר say the rocks were fighting. אולי יניח צדיק ראשו. כשבורך made a nest, all the rocks became one big rock. So in the morning, he only had to take one big rock. I think everyone knows this חזר. So first the veld asked a kashin, so now all the rocks became one rock. But his head is also only in one place. The Talmud says, but if it's one rock, see haste that everyone has it. This is achdus. If Klal Yisrael are together, one of them daven good, it's called all of them daven good. One of them does good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking like everyone is doing good. One is achdus. So you're right, the tzaddik could only put down his head. They say a vitz, you know, I'm only allowed to say over a vitz, was a big chashev of Yidden Yerushalayim, very, very poor, very poor. Mama, she didn't have nothing, his tears were shaking. Mama, Yerushalayim, Yid, Talmid Chochem. And one of the Gdolim came to visit him. So he gave him his cheer to sit. That godel was a little bit more heavier from this person. You know, that person didn't have what to eat, it was only bones. That Talmid Chochem sat on the cheer and he fell through. So the host felt terrible. So the godel came to his house and gave him a cheer and he fell through. So he told him, when I was a kid, I heard it in the cheder. So he told him, you have to understand, when you came, my chairs, you know, are very poor, there's a lot of holes. So all the holes were fighting, Olay Aniach Tzadik Roishma. Because Shmuel made it less. Okay, one big hole, he managed to go through. Just the way he was Mephias in that he came. Amikol Mokoyim, state by Yivka Ba Mokoyim Ahu, Ba Yivka Ba Mokoyim, Ba Yolim Shom, Vayishkav b'mokoy mahu. Vayishkav b'mokoy mahu. Chazal tell us b'mokoy mahu, Yaakov Avinu slept, but the 14 years in Beis Shem ve'Eivel, Yaakov didn't sleep. I'll say two zachar. First, maybe stam pshat. Vayishkav b'mokoy mahu. So the who is bothering Chazal. B'mokoy mahu, vayishkav. B'mokoy mahu. So Rashi says, a who? But the Yudalit showed him that he was learning, he never went to sleep. Then he wakes up. Vayikot. Vayomer, Ochin yesh Hashem b'mokim hazeh, v'anoichi lo yodot. First we call it Vayishka b'mokim ahu. Ochin yesh Elokim Hashem b'mokim hazeh. So everyone knows ahu is Loshen Nisto. V'oyo bayoim ahu. Hazeh means this. Ze Elokeinu, ze Keili ve'anveyu, right? Vayishka b'mokim ahu, v'yokim v'yoymar, ochen Hashem, yesh Hashem b'mokim hazeh, v'anoichi lo yodati. A big yesod for life. Yaakov Avinu, this is what I want really to come. Yaakov Avinu is running away from Esav. His brother wants to kill him. His nephew meets him and steals all of his money. He has to run away for his life. He's going to Lavan. He comes back to the desert. And in the middle of the midbar, the sun settles down. It's a very dangerous place. Chazal say, Vayikach me'avne amokim. Rashi says, Mar zevosoloi. He made a place to protect him from animals. The world, he thought, coming to end. No more money. His brother wants to kill him. His animals. He has to sleep here, he can't move. B'mokim ahu, nebachdik. He gets up in the mokim in the morning, he says, Yesh Hashem b'mokim hazeh. I thought that it's a mokim ahu. Hashem put me in the mokim hazeh. A boy saying, in life, a lot of time you think, I'm in the mokim ahu. I'm stuck here. I'm stuck with this. I'm stuck with this. Nebachdo. He doesn't realize Hashem, everything is prepared. Hashem bought you to base Hashem. Yesh Hashem b'mokim hazeh. Yesh Hashem b'mokim hazeh. But either way, Rashi is learning that he didn't sleep for the 14 years that he was by Beis Shem Ve'Eivel. Rashi says, how we know that he was by Beis Shem Ve'Eivel 14 years? Rashi makes a cheshbon. In the end of last parsha, Esav dies, we're missing 14 years. We figure it out. We found out that he was learning 14 years. And what kind of learning? Didn't stop to learn day and night. He never went into bed. 14 years, Yaakov Avinu. He didn't do nothing. Sat and learned Yom HaVelayla. If it's so important, so Pshat is, he went to make him Klal Yisrael, all the reasons, all of you know all the reasons. Why the Torah doesn't speak it out? Why the Torah doesn't speak out that Yaakov went to learn 14 years? Bamokim Ahu, who? But there he slept. It says Esav died, the Levaya, we're missing 14 years, Yaakov learned. Say, Vayetze Yaakov, Vayelech Lebeis HaMedrash, Lilo in 14 years. You know, only one first mocker in the world that you sit in Yeshiva and you learn. You know? Not, you know, like this, I was saying, they were right, so, and they learned at the same time. 14 years, Yaakov without a penny, sits in the Bismanish and learning for 14 years. You know how it will change Klal Yisrael? Just such a message about a Bismanish of 14 years sitting and learning. The answer is, Yaakov learned for 14 years, but you couldn't find him. He was unavailable. He was so unavailable that Teger doesn't write where he was. A person has to learn the years of yeshiva is, I'm not available. Famous Meisel, the Chofetz Chaim, Rebbe Elchanan learned in the Chofetz Chaim's yeshiva. Rebbe Elchanan had a baby boy, he came to the Chofetz Chaim. I had a baby boy, I wanted to go home. Chofetz Chaim asked him, what, you're a moyel? What, you're the moyel? Now, when I asked it to the guys, yeah, they know I'm joking. But the Chofetz Chaim, Ish Emes, he really meant it. He said, like, why are you going? No, he understands. And his wife understands what it is. Today someone tells you, my sister's neighbor has a bris, he has to go, yeah? Someone that was in our shul, their cousin is making a chasne, you know, in Tzfas, we have to go for a week. My friend, his father came, so I have to cancel El Shabbos and come to eat with them together. I can't stay in Bismedrash. What will happen if you will not go? No, I feel so not comfortable to my friend. I will feel so not comfortable to his father. And by the way, I want to know, you will never be Yaakov. You could write down, I'm never Yaakov. I'm not saying in Esav, maybe only Eliphaz you could become. But Yaakov Avinu, when he learns for 14 years, is no Andrus. What the Yetzer Hara came today, Baruch Hashem, all the Olam are learning, leaving the whole world. Yetzer Hara can't stand it. In the old days, there was no money, yeah? The Bochim had to go out to eat. You know, he had to enforce how to get them out. Today, Baruch Hashem, the yeshiva has money, everything is good. So what he does, first he opens restaurants. Yeah, but it's better food outside. In the old days, it was enough to make the yeshiva didn't have money, the Bochim had to go out to eat. The yeshiva has only, so you open. He makes you 20 shekel, he gives you 15 shekel, yeah, that you could. But that's not enough. He makes phones. When I was a bochur in Panovich, the good boys didn't go home for half a year. Beinonim for 3 months. Shvach for a month. Today, there's a bochur that there's not one seder that they didn't get 5 phone calls in the middle. And if no one called them, they called someone, yeah? The Yitzchak is very stark. He knows, maybe information you could know. The guys in college, I know even the goyim is college to Talmud. Yeah, so we are the best college for Talmud. There's no shaychus to godless, to Ovis. Ovis is 14 years that even you don't write about it, you just disappear. And our days, it's no disappearing. Bochurim, they start the week Sunday. Yom Revi by night, they know tomorrow is Yom Chamishi. It's already, you know, you could measure, if you know, it's like pressure measure. You could measure Yom Revi by night, you see it starts to drop. Tomorrow it's already Yom Chamishi. Then second Seder, Yom Chamishi, in the middle of second Seder, like no pressure at all. So, till Sunday noon. Good Bochum Sunday morning. Then there's no Yankiv. No way to grow. Anyway, Yaakov Avinu is metaken tefilas arvitz. Ve'ezarcho ke'afar ha'oretz u'foratzto yomo v'keimo v'tzofeino v'negbo v'nibrchu kol mishpacho yisrael adomo v'zarecho. Before Shemaz, Avrom Avinu got 2 brochas, ke'koich v'ashamayim v'ke'afar ha'oretz. Why the broche v'foratzto is v'hoyo zaracho ke'afar ha'oretz u'foratzto yomo v'keimo tzofeino v'negbo. For Shema Oymer, why it says v'hoyo zaracho ke'afar ha'oretz? Spoon speaks about it. But one pshat they say like this, the krichovim, every star is huge. No, space is so big, so you see so many stars, you can't count them. Sand is very little, but it's so much of it together, it's endless. When Klal Yisrael is poratzto, when they're all of them together. When they're everyone separate, even though it's a lot, there's no the bracha poratzto. Only when it's a achdus is poratzto. ויקרץ יעקב משנוסוי ויאמר אוכן יש השם במוקים הזה ואנוכי לא ידעתי. So first time the famous Balaturi is the Medrash Rabo. ויקרץ יעקב משנוסוי קורי בי מי משנוסוי מתוך שהוא יהויג בתוירו ביום וגם בלילו לא ישוכב ליבוי מלהגויס בוי בחלוים בוי. זוהי דה בלטורי, דה טור בשם דה מדרש. Yaakov Avinu, he was learning the whole night when he was sleeping. He was lektzach and learning. So Sefer explains it because he only slept to have koyach for learning. And only because of that, he was zeichah to the chaloyim. Even that night that Yaakov went to sleep and he wakes up, Vayoka Yaakov mi mishnosui. Vayoymer ochen yesh Hashem b'mokim hazeh, v'anoichi lo yodati. So Rashi is oimed, what is v'anoichi lo yodati? Ilu yodati lo yoshanti. Ilu yodati lo yoshanti. Anoichi lo yodati. Ilu yodati lo yoshanti. Zog de Buskerov. Yaakov said, if I would know that it's Beis Hashem, I would not go to sleep. What do you mean? But Hashem gave you a nevuah now. The whole Osid of Klal Yisrael, Malachi Elohim, Oilim V'Yodim, by all of the Golus, everything you found out. So the Val is a Halacha, you're not allowed to sleep in the Beis Medrash. I'm mevater on all of the miles that I got, if I would know that it's also to do that. Skirov explained it like this. I mean, he said a couple of times, the Yisoid. People, animal, Heindike mentioned, people think that you're allowed to do Averis for Kiruv Lemoshe. Like I said, I came to Rav Shach, they asked him in Russia, they wanted to do a lot of Kiruv. But the way to do the Kiruv, they had to make like a big convention to give to drink, or be mixed dancing for 3 days. And slowly, slowly, though, everyone get the little seminaries, and eventually, Shach said, you're not allowed to do this, mixed dancing. Told Rav Shach, we're signing to you in 2 years, 200 Yingelait, 200 Rebbetzins. Shabbos candles, yeah? Shach said, Hashem doesn't need it. Baruch Hashem, it's full. He doesn't need help. He needs you to make Kayim de Teire. Don't make Cheshboinus. Ilu yodati lo yoshanti. He brings down, there's a city, they come over to tell them, give this lady, if not, we will kill all of you. Or give one of you, and if not, we will kill the whole city. The halacha is you're not allowed to give. They kill the whole city. Make a cheshbon. If anyway everyone is dying, kill the lady. We're not trying to save people. We're trying to do halachas. So this halacha everyone knows. They come, we'll kill all of you, or give us one of you. You're not allowed to give one. Everyone will die. Too bad. Same thing in Ruchnius. Don't be over averis to mekayim mitzvahs. He said, he came once, they wanted to make an organization together with another organization. And they told Biskarov they will have a lot of politically power. He said, if you're not allowed to be with them together, so we will not have the power. Who asked that we will have power? Yaakov Avinu says, Af de ganze Yiddishkeit, ilu yodati lo yoshanti. Ilu yodati lo yoshanti. And I heard once one of the Gedolim, when he said it over, he said, you know, Biskarov said it's very sharp. But picture it in our eyes. When Yaakov Avinu wakes up, the pasuk says, "Vayiso Yaakov." Rashi says, "Mishin hisbaser apsurois was easy for him to go. He was happy. Shmarticho. He was running away from Esav. Eliphaz is chasing him. You know, his mother told him that it's right. You know, he didn't know what is going on." His mother told him to take the brachas. He took the brachas. He's in such a mess. His father is angry. He doesn't know what is going on. The world is in the end. He's left with not money. It looks like he did the biggest mistake in the world. And he wakes up and Hashem tells him, I'm with you. The happiest person. Ilu yodati lo yoshanti. forget about the ruchnias. And I will stay nervous and upset, and I can't learn, I can't focus, you know. Shum davar. I don't over aveira. This is the Yisrael. You're not over one aveira for Milas and Ruchnias. This is our Ashkofi. We keep Torah mitzvahs. V'nosan li Hashem, so what about Yaakov makes a neder? V'nosan li lechem lechoy lubeged lilboish. So the Miskerov really speaks about this. What is lechem lechoy lubeged lilboish? What do you think? Lechem lilboish lubeged lechoy? V'nosan li lechem lechoy lubeged lilboish. For sure lechem lechoy lubeged lilboish. So the Miskerov says in his Briskin Nusach, lechem could be a kezais. Beged could be gimel al gimel. Chvil lechem lechoy lubeged lilboish. Chofetz Chaim said, I want to have only what I need. I don't want to have extra. I don't want to eat my olam haba in this world. Hashem, please don't give me more from what I need. Lechem lechoy ubeged lilboish. Not more from that. The pasuk is mamshich. Yaakov comes to Lavan and he wants to marry Rachel. And the pasuk says, ולאבן שתי בנויס, שם הגדול הוא לאו ושם הקטן הוא רוחל. ואין אל לאו רק אויס, ורוחל אויסו יפס טויר ויפס מרי. רק אויס, רשי says she was crying because everyone said that she's going to marry Esav, and Rachel is going to marry Yaakov. So סתם, it's a beautiful Eben Ezra. ואין אל לאו רק אויס. So רשי says she was crying. The Eben Ezra brings down b'shem Rabbeinu Ephraim. Omar Rabbeinu Ephraim, Ein Eleo Rakois, Choser Aleph. Arukois, she had Chinese eyes. That's Rabbeinu Ephraim. I'm sorry, Ben Ephraim. Ben Ephraim, not Rabbeinu Ephraim, Ben Ephraim. Tadenei Leo Rakois, Rashi says she was crying, Arukois, she had Chinese eyes. Zog de Eben Ezra, ve'ani oimer, hu choser aleph. Take off the aleph and Ephraim. Ben Porim is a cow. So he's so upset that this person says, read Eben Ezra. Ene leo rakois, v'yesh shaleim, u'ben Ephraim omar shu choser aleph, v'tam oy arukois, hu oy choser aleph. Zog de Eben Ezra. And Yaakov marries, wants to marry Rochel, he works for 7 years, and Lavan sends Leo. Vahi bo erev, vahi keches Leo, vahi ten lo ezil po, vahi ba boiker, vahi Leo. So the Medrash brings down, what is vahi ba boiker? Balailo, he didn't know that she's Leo. He thought that she's Rochel. Rochel gave the simonim. And he didn't realize. The Medrash says, when she called, he said Rochel, she said yes. Rachel come over, she came, yes. The whole night she was answering to the name of Rachel and she gave the simonim. Zog the Medrash, he asked her in the morning, why you lied? Why you lied? So the Medrash Rabbe says, she answered him, and you didn't lie, you father? What do you want from me? I learned exactly, I did what you did. He asked Esav, you said yes. You said Rachel, I said yes. What kind of answer? So the Mefarshim say two givaldik epshotim. One answer, she told him, why are you lying, your father? Because your mother told you, and you wanted the brachas. My father told me, and I wanted to have shiftei. Exactly the same story. You had a kibbutz, I had a kibbutz. But the Mefarshim say more from that. She told Yaakov, what was your heta? Because you claim that you bought the Bchoiro and you're like Esav. If you bought the Bchoiro and you're Esav, you know, I have to marry Esav, so I marry you. She told him, you did the same thing to your father. What was the answer? You told him, I bought a b'chayva. I'm representing Esav. If you're representing Esav, I'm the one that has to marry Esav. But maybe I had a right to do it. And the pasuk is mamshich. And I want to say two zachen that I really want to speak out. Very wichtig. Vayar Hashem kisnu oleo vayiftach esrachmo v'roch el hakov. Rabbi Ruchem, the Mashgiach Rabbi Ruchem, brings down. Vayar kisnu oleo vayiftach esrachmo v'roch el hakov. What is the pshat? Rochel gave the simonim to her sister. Maybe before that I'll say one mazach, short in time, but no, everyone has the kasha. This is before the tuzach that I want to say, but I now remember that I want to say it. You know, it looks like a ridiculous parsha, yeah? Rochel gives over the simonim. Leah takes over. She has six kids. Rochel is begging for her kids, begging for her kids. It almost looks not straight, not fair. Yeah, you know, we're not allowed to ask it, but inside, you know, the closed doors, we could ask the question. And you know, we don't say it, but it something looks not fair. It says in the pasuk, I'm skipping to the end. Open the pasuk. I'll tell you what pasuk exactly. Vayib lamed posuk chov beis. Remember this posuk for all of your life. Vayis koir eloikim es rochel. Zog drashi. Zohar lo shemosro simonim leacho iso. Vesho iso metzeiro shelo itale begiro lo isho leiso. Right, it looks unfair, this whole story. Why Rochel gets kids in the end? Because she gave the simonim. That's what Rashi says, if we believe the Rashi. You're going on the side of Rashi, knows what he's saying. And Vayizkor Elokim is Rochel. Why she got kids in the end? Because she gave the simoni. Look what happened in the life. She's walking around, I gave my simoni to my sister. She took over the house. The shfoches are marrying. I'm the nebach here. What is going on here? She could have kicked herself. Why I gave the simoni? I did a stupid move in the world. The answer is, in the end, why are you getting kids? Because you gave the simoni. If you would not give the simoni, what would happen? He would marry you, 10 years, 20 years, no kids, and brera. He would marry Leah, and he would say goodbye. So all of the years she lived, like, I made the worst mistake. Remember the cloud. If you mevater, you don't lose. When you do the right thing, you never lose. It could look for years. It could look forever that you lost. I brought my partner into the work. He took over. He became rich. I'm sitting here in the bottom. He's ready in the top floor in the business. This is what it looks like. It's never like that. It's never like that. You never know. I saw a story yesterday. Bought down. It's an amazing story. There was a person in Tel Aviv, I've got his name. He didn't have kids, he was from the war. And near there was another family, a Chassidish family. And the father of the Chassidish family would send his son the whole time to go to speak to this old man. And the kid said, Abba, you know, he's an old man, he's a survivor, I just can't do that. All my kids are going to play. His father said, I'm telling you, you have to, he would have. And every day this kid had to play with, go over to this old man, survivor, you know, spend time with him, eat the old pieces of bread that the guy saved, yeah? And he would say, it's not fair, all of my friends are playing. Then that guy died. When that guy died, his father called and I want to tell you. He said, when we were in the camps, you know, there was nothing what to do. One day the German soldiers, for the pilots, they needed special boots. Because they were getting freezing cold. That day was not such good ICs inside the plane. They needed special boots for the pilots. So they opened the place, you know, to do boots. And everyone that knew how to work in boots, you know, they put you there, they gave you good food, they needed the boots. But, you know, a guy that didn't know, was never a shoemaker, could not go in. He said, I was already about to die, all my family died. I sneaked into that place, and I went into the first group and I asked, I could join you? They told me, you're a shoemaker? No, they kicked me out. I was already in the last place. I decided I would say yes, but I said no. And the guy told me, okay, come here, you see this big paint, black paint? We need someone to mix it. Put in your hand and mix it. So he was mixing, the guy came, one hand, two hands. With your head. Okay, the guy started to spritz all over. In the middle of that, he's all busy doing it. A German soldier comes in. You saw this, someone sneaked in here? So the guy said, yeah, yeah, it's this boy, but he's such a good shoemaker. We're mamash needed for the... He looks at him, yeah, all black, perfect. That guy saved my life. This was the guy that I sent you to play with him, to be by him every day. You're only born in this world because this guy saved me. In life, sometimes it looks bad. It looks like, why I did it? Why I'm helping the other person? I'm only losing. I will give that guy a position, I would lose. I will give him cover, I would lose. No one takes away from what you have to. It says in the Pasuk, Rochel, Leah has six kids, and then she has the seventh kid. She names the kid Dina. She don't din be'atzmo. She said, "Ribbono shel Olam, I have six. I can't have my everyone of the shvachas has two. I can't have a seventh kid. Rochel will only have one. She don't din be'atzmo. She daven, and the kid turned to become a girl. She gave her a name, Dina. I'm asking you a question. Dina." I would call her Vito. She was Mevater and a boy for the girl. Don't tell me Vito is not a common name, only Dina. Dini is a, you know, if Vito would be the name, Viti was a, would be Vitro, Viti, and Dina no one will hear about, yeah? Today it was Dina, Dini. All of that is because she gave Dina, so we used her to Dina. But Luyatsuya, the name would be Vito. So what would be the common name? Vito. The nickname Viti, yeah? Of a Dina? It's a Mishunik Akasha. This answer I heard from a nephew of mine who was living in Bris 25 years ago. His name is Obyanka of Nekritz. He's a rabbi in Teretvima in Lakewood. And this vault for me is word like everything. But it's such a true vault. Don't be scared to face it. But this is the MS. It's not a chokhmah to be mevatel. If you stand, someone tells you, this bach is such a nebach. You know, he doesn't have parents, he doesn't have what to eat. Inside his feet are, you know, fake feet. You know, you could mamish for plastic, yeah? You mask him just to learn with him chavrusa for a day, or at least not to kick him out of your seat, for sure, right? When you come in the morning, you just step on this guy. Why? You come sometimes to your wedding, you know, this guy mamish knows no one in his wedding, yeah? So everyone goes, yeah? But if the guy looks like, oh Hashem, his life is good, yeah? Inside he's homesick, he's terrible, and no one cares. Now, when you know the other guy needs help, if I tell you now, the guy near you needs mamash help, for sure. The problem, Moshe, you'll be married, you realize it, your parents come over to you, yeah, they're coming up, they stay by your sister. You're all upset, you want them to stay by you. You know, they come to visit, I'm sure all of you know these politics, yeah? If not, you will know them very soon, Be'ezus Hashem. But why did I stay by my sister? Why did I stay by my sister? Not stay by me. But if they will tell you, listen, your sister is Nebach, you know, she's about to get divorced and that, no, for sure, right? The Chochmah is not to be Mevato. After Leah realized, my sister will be less from the Shvachas, the Chochmah is to think, to make the Cheshbon. Dono din be'atzmo. You could be blind, want to be with the other person, feel for the other person, think about the other person. This is the godless. The Maise Vitur is Golnish. When you give tzedakah, this is Golnish. After you decide, oh, that Nebach is a choshev zach to help, for sure you give. The Chochmah is to think that it's important. Oh, this person, Nebach, how you will marry off his kids? Nebach, he doesn't have what to eat. Nebach, he feels terrible. The Chochmah is the Nebach, not to give. Who doesn't give? Rishoyim, what? Imoes HaKdoishois? That Rochel, that Leah will not give something to Rochel? You see how Rochel gave the Simonim in 1, 2, 3? Giving is not a godless badeimos. Vitro is gomish. That's a krumekasha. Dino is the cheshbon. To think about the other person. If I don't say hello, he will be insulted. Let what he will think. You know, my parents will stay by me. What my sister will feel. My parents will come to me. What the other one, I'm coming home. I don't let my sister to go back to her room. Yeah, she's married too bad. Let her to find a different room. Yeah? When I'll be married, and I'll come back, and I'll be kicked out. I will feel... Someone will tell you she's crying. No, 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 for sure she could use the room. Yeah? Think about it before that. We're running late, so we'll have to stop.